AR Mobile.
Road this morning, I'm going to have a talk to those officers over that way. W2T, sitting at home listening to Tom.
Interesting. Probably not a bad idea. I've been sick for 2 days. Gastroenteritis. Finally went to the urgent care yesterday, but there wasn't a heck of a lot they could do. But they did check me for flu and for COVID, so glad to have that out of the way. And we're following one of these monster trucks. It's just a gargantuan thing, and it's got traffic held up way behind, and it's got 8 wheels on the back of the dump, and they look like they're about 3 or 4 feet tall. It's a commercial truck of some kind. But I've been down. I mean, I've had it rough the last 2 days. Got to go down and get a blood draw now for a PSA test.
Wondering what had happened to you, and I figured you might not be doing too well, so I didn't bother calling you. Just left it to see what you came up with and everything. So I figured I'd hear from you. If I didn't hear from you this morning, I was going to call and make sure you were still among the living.
After a while, anyways. But yeah, I just been sleeping. They said that was about the best thing you could do. But I hate that. I don't even like taking a nap. But I've been in bed for 2 days. And last night was a horrible night, and what can you do? My back's killing me today, but, oh, well, maybe I'll get over it in a couple of days, hopefully.
Thing before you holler at me, you got my phone number. I'm looking at something here on the Internet. I'm looking at on Facebook. And one of the guys that I know, one of the ham guys I know, he posted something here. He says, Target has a Starbucks inside. It's time Home Depot gets a Waffle House. And there's a picture of this little Waffle House-like thing with about 7 seats, a counter and a grill and everything else, and about 7 seats for people to have. And it's like in the middle, like it's been put down in the middle of a Home Depot, you know, kind of funny looking.
That surprised me today, Rusty, the way things are going. It's just crazy out there, that's for sure.
Hi, Rusty.
Hi, morning, Bernice, and all. I know you're taking real good care of that young that fellow there.
Rusty ate some scrambled eggs and a piece of toast this morning, and so I'm better than I was, anyways. I wasn't eating nothing. Well, the good part is maybe I'll lose a little weight.
N4DJC. Oh, hello, Jerry. Good morning. Tom, you need to lose weight like there's a man in the moon. Go ahead, Jerry. You have something to say to that skinny guy.
Rusty and Tom and Bernice. Tom, sorry you've been under the weather. I got my... They headed up your way Wednesday morning. Got my surgery Wednesday morning at Greer, so not looking forward to it. Hopefully it's going to get some stuff resolved. Sorry you've been under the weather. What's going on?
Oh, they call it gastroenteritis, but I don't know. I went down and had it checked anyways. But tell me you was upset, I guess, Jerry. I wondered where you've been, and Bernice said to call you a couple of days ago, and I forgot about it, of course, but I hope everything goes well for you. Hopefully I'll be over this today or tomorrow, but that don't sound like any fun at all, Jerry.
He puts off getting something done when he feels under the weather. Instead of going and having something checked, he just waits until he is miserable at Bernie's. Has to take a frying pan to hit his head to get him out the door to go get checked out. What do you think, Jerry?
Trade the injury for the frying pan and whatever else is wrong with him at the same time, Rusty. Saves an extra visit, I guess.
Yeah, I was pretty well down before I went, but, oh, gosh. Man, it's a big truck. Gee, man, that thing's 6 or 8 feet taller than our car is. Just absolutely gargantuan. It's a John Deere. It's full of dirt. I'm going to get around him here. Well, yeah, I don't know what the size of the tires are. The traffic's starting to move now, but we're going to go down and mail a couple of letters because there ain't no mail today, of course.
Those federal holidays, no mail, no banks open, you know, things like that, people taking holidays and all and everything. And somebody says you don't need to, somebody told me the other day, said you don't need to worry about holidays. You got them 7 days a week. And I said, well, maybe. But it doesn't seem to work out that way, does it, Jerry?
That's the way I read it. Sometimes it's after, you know, sometimes I got to make sure, at least I got a calendar so I can tell what day of the week it is anyway. But the odd thing is, I'd never been, it's been years and years and years since I've been past Pelham Road, you know, towards Greer, and we had a doctor's appointment. I had to do all the brief preliminary tests, that sort of thing, the last couple of weeks. So we were up there last Thursday, so in Greenville, so we went the route. We were going to go to the hospital, to the Greer Hospital. It was surprisingly easy to get to, you know, because we're going to spend the night with my daughter tomorrow night in Malden, so it's just a jump over to the hospital. But yeah, I'll be there at 7:45 Wednesday morning. Of course, I got to get everything ready, but yeah, I'll be glad to get it over with, and hopefully everything will go well. It's one of those things where I consider elective surgery, but I really need to have something done to get some relief from this business. But we'll see how it goes. And Tom, I'll tell you one thing: when you start having trouble with your stomach, it's really difficult to get control of sometimes. And if you have gastritis or anything like that, it just makes you miserable for 3 or 4 days. I mean, I've had it years ago, and I really have to watch. Now I'm a little better watching what I eat now than I was back then, but just take care of yourself, because you don't want to get your stomach all messed up. Sounds like your appetite's back though, that's for sure.
Very much, Jerry, but I think I ate tacos 3 or 4 days ago, and I think that's what set it off, because my stomach burnt from then on, and I probably should have known better. This is 0TR. We're about 3 blocks. I got to run in and drop these letters off. Go ahead, Rusty.
Oh, at your age, with all your experience, you should know better, Tom. Geez. And I know what I've only had this problem the last 2 years, but I really learned real quick what works fine with me and what doesn't. And things that I know will tear me up, I stay away from. But there are other things that, you know, it doesn't matter how spicy it is. There are some things that are spicy that I can eat and doesn't bother me at all. And there are other things that, they will tear me up. So I kind of watch things like that.
I think,
and I learned that lesson pretty fast, you know.
Listen, then we're going to go to the Greer Hospital here shortly.
You can double with me, Tom.
Most of Rusty's got a little bit of years on tail end that time back going to Greer Hospital, but Rusty, I'm the same way. I can eat some foods that doesn't bother me, others don't, and the ones that do, I just stay the heck away from them. I don't say, it maybe won't bother me this time, because I know it will. Go ahead, Tom.
Roger, we'll jump out here and run in and put this letter in the mailbox inside, so you guys go ahead. This is Gerald Jones.
2G, better do that occasionally, and I'll make sure, I'm legal with things, and I'll... So, Jerry, what you been up to yourself besides ending up with having to go to the hospital to be operated on?
W2T and N0TR and N4DJC, I tell you, we've actually been pretty busy trying to get everything cleared up, because I don't know. It's just an overnight stay at most, but try to get everything leading up to it and get all the stuff done and that sort of thing. But we've been working on getting some work done to the yard, and had a guy come the other day, and landscaper's going to do a little work on it. He's supposed to give me a quote sometime today, but I think I'm going to have to make sure I got my pacemaker nearby, because I'm sure it's going to be really expensive. But something we need to have done. We have a tremendous amount of stormwater runoff here, and it's just been terrible for years, and the county really won't do a whole lot about it. I'm going to try to do some things to alleviate it, to keep it from being as bad as it has been. But other than that, though, we've gone to Greenville a few times, but we've stayed here as much as anything, I guess, Rusty. We're just trying to get everything nailed down, get the taxes done, and get all the bills paid, that sort of thing. Just normal stuff, I guess.
I've been kind of doing things like that myself and all. Of course, I've had to put a new roof on the house and got that done, and been working on getting ready to get my tree person out here, because I got to have some trees taken down. I got a couple of trees that are becoming a big pain, so they've got to go, and that's the next thing I'm going to do. So anyway, and I've also got to get some air conditioning work done and things like that. So that's I understand what you're going through, been there, done that, and don't have a t-shirt for it, don't want one. And anyway, well, I'll let you be there for when Tom gets back. I'll throw it over his way, because I've got to get on out and make a couple of air. I got to run to the grocery store myself, because I got some things I got to pick up. And I'll catch you when I get on the road. I'll be out there shortly. N4DJC to take it. W2T 73s with them right now, and I'll be on the radio outside in a few minutes.
Good day, Rusty. I'm gonna jump off here in a minute myself. I got the yard guy coming today to do the pre-emergence supposedly, and I got some other stuff. I got a lot of stuff to do to between today and tomorrow. And Tom, if you're back in there, pick it up.
See you later, Rusty. This is Gerald TR. Yeah, Jerry, how long is that going to put you down?
It's going to be about 40 minutes or something, maybe 45, maybe an hour and a half. It's not going to have any incisions or anything like that. It's just going to be, it takes time to get all that stuff done. But all I've heard about it sounds like it's probably been. They get about 85% of it out of there, so if they have tested for cancer too on top of that, but he thought it'd be a very, very, very small chance there's anything at all showing up, although a lot of guys our age have it regardless. And this is a guy that was referred to me by the guy I was talking about that did the targeted ultrasound to hit specific areas in that spot, yeah. So hopefully it's going to resolve the problem, and we'll just have to see. Though it's going to take me a little while for recovery, but it seems to be all of it's kind of a semi-invasive, but it's probably the least invasive and less amount of blood loss and that sort of thing of any of them that are effective, and it's just the size of this one such I couldn't do a conventional thing. Then the other thing they spoke about, I'm going to let you dress thing drop out. Robotic simple prostatectomy, I didn't want to have that done. Even though it's robotic, that's major surgery. That's the same thing that our Secretary of No Defense had, and had trouble with it, and that takes you a while to get over that, because they do a lot of stuff. Even though the holes are small, they do a lot of stuff inside. And this is the least invasive of all of them, and most effective, especially if you don't have any other concerns, that sort of thing.
Well, Jerry, you're going to have that high-frequency ultrasound like you told me about. I got an appointment next week with my urologist, and I was going to ask him about that.
Of course, they got a whole lip. It's a helium laser enucleation, and they just like a cystoscope, they go through it, and then they use a linear laser to take all that enlarged tissue out from inside, and it's kind of like an orange core. I mean, kind of like an orange you get on the outside. It's orange, they just take the inside of it out there, and then they take the tissue out, and then they, what it is, since it's a laser, it can cauterize as it goes. And that way they get most of the tissue out. But they're not doing it. They're just doing it because, I mean, retention. And so it's as far as the reduction type surgeries, this is the least invasive since they don't have any incisions. But it's still considered, fairly major surgery, but it's not like any of the other ones since you don't have any external incisions, and they're not, not going through them. They just don't do a lot. They're not removing anything. They're just taking the tissue that's causing the problem out. But it's not a targeted therapy like, for cancer or anything like that. This is just a reduction thing. The other one is a targeted for, they know where, if you've already had your 3D MRI, which you've had, they know where the specific areas are, and they can get in there with that high frequency ultrasound and just target those specific areas rather than do radiation or radical surgery or that sort of thing.
Good, Jerry. And you want to get the less invasive as you can. Well, they got mine targeted, and they said it's just a little bitty spot. In just one spot, and hopefully they can zap it and get it out. I don't know if he'll do that or not. He said it wouldn't bother me until I got into my 90s, most likely, if I lived that long. And lately I don't feel like it, I'll tell you for sure. Jerry, I'll let you go. We're within a few blocks of Greer Hospital now, and good luck on that. I forget when you're going in, but I'll look for you to be back anyway. You remember what he said? No, I can't remember the date you said you're going in, but I'm sure glad to hear you this morning, and I was certainly worried about you. N4DJC, N0TR, 73, Jerry, have a good day.
Time, and this, I'm going to the morning of the 21st, and should be done by, an hour and a half, maybe something like that, hopefully. Hopefully I won't get out of the hospital that day because they'll have to watch me probably overnight, but I should be getting out Thursday sometime. But appreciate you thinking about me, and y'all take care and have a good day. Stay warm and hope you get to feeling better for sure, because when you have problems with your stomach, it just makes everything else bad. N0TR, N4DJC, 73 time, you and Bernice, have a good day.